This is Arrow. Welcome to Project Review with Q and Arrow. Oh, I'm sorry. This is a first debut for me, so we'll stay in our heart this morning, and we're going to have a great time playing in the playground today. Thank you to BBS for helping me get on the air. They are the technical support of my reality. They're putting me on the air, and I just get to speak. They are fabulous. My brother chose them for his living library. So this project here, my mission personally, Arrow, is to participate in human experience. I was born in a human vessel, and I came with no memories. So I grew up just like all other human beings here. We all come in here, and they wipe our memories. And I grew up just like you, so that's what they're bringing me to the table today, to participate in human experience, that together, we are creating a new earth in peace. It's right here, right now. I'm living on it. I'm anchored in it. I fly through the matrix and do some work there because we still have a lot of light particles hiding in the matrix. We need you to turn your light on. It's inside you. You have a light. Just turn it on so we can see you. We want to call all the light back home. Holy, holy, and come free. Holy, holy, and come free. Holy, holy, and come free. I am here now. You can call me Arrow. I'm launching this platform to teach, protect, continue the integrity of my brother's work. We on our page, we do provide a link from an article for the people.space project review with Q. It does explain in his words what he was doing with the project show. I'm here because part of my responsibility today is to kind of clear up. There's just a bunch of propaganda. And I'm just here to help teach, protect, and continue. We want projects. He set a platform where we can have a million humanitarian projects come in. And I'm just here to open up that doorway again. I have a beautiful light column that's joined my team. And it's just incredible to watch this individual come forward and be willing to accept 5,000 emails, 5,000 projects a week. I'm not here to explain to you how he does that. Maybe he's a conscious computer. I don't know how it works. I know he's a super duper human receiver. And we are just getting this show started. So our emails will be on the platform within 2 weeks. And you can start sending in your projects. If you sent in your projects to my brother, and you want to just resend them if you just want the energetics back. The thing that I bring forward here is I guarantee that the individual that's working on this specific project for me of receiving these is that he will be in contact with my brother Q, and he will make sure that my brother Q receives each and every project. Now, I do understand that my brother can download all 5,000 emails in a second. It's an energetics way. This individual that came forward, maybe that's his way too. I'm not sure they're working together on that. Your projects, the energetics of your projects. You know, it helps if we go to our heart when we're writing these projects. Maybe our projects in the past were written from our minds because we're great dreamers and creators there just in our thought dreamland. But when we drop down into our hearts and we start creating from our hearts, it really opens up doorways, and he will really feel the pull from the heart energetics that you're putting into your projects. We do prefer that if it's a beginning idea for you, put it in the, anyway, we'll give instructions on that when I bring out, we'll have different platforms for, one, the projects, and then we'll have another platform for playmates. That's going to be people who are passionate about helping other people with their projects. They might not have a project themselves, but they just want to jump on board and be a part of. And we are highly encouraging co-collaborating, teaming up with threes and mores. The unity in a three or more project, it can be very elevating. There's an extra element there. There's, I connected with somebody in our hearts the other day. We did a head drop together, and we're 1,000 miles apart, but I felt her heart. And the thing that's between our hearts, when her heart and my heart connects, there's a thing that's between that heart, and I don't know what to label it. I'd like to label it love, but this world and this matrix has really debauched that label, and so I can't, that doesn't even compare to what I'm trying to describe. The best way that I can describe it, that energy that she had with me in my heart, that energy is like, they could destroy her body, but they will never be able to destroy her spirit. And her spirit is with me and connected to me. And that thing that's in between our spirits, our hearts, it's unbreakable. It's untouchable. It's unstoppable. It's unstoppable love. That's why when my shell came off, I was listening to the show, a BBS show called Unstoppable Love. It's Q-Train Sisters. And they create an incredible safe space. And I came here with the name Shelly, and the shell fell off, and I got the name Arrow. So the platform for that will be Playmates, and we'll have a separate email. We are removing the platform support. We're not doing the platform. If you're looking at a page right now, there is no gaming platform. Presentations, this is for fully completed project ideas or projects that are already up and running. Maybe those need a little bit of horsepower. We would love to showcase on one of the shows your project, your passion, what you're doing, so other people can find you and see what you're doing. Maybe this is a great time to put a shout out to the Ballard Girl group. My understanding was there was not just females in that group, but males also. And I heard about the Ballard group over and over and over, and I don't know anything about it. And I'm just wondering if your project is up and running. Is it something I can bring on my show and let everybody else know what happened? I just recently, so Ballard Girls, I don't know if Ballard is a place, but I just found a photo. I don't have very many photos. I have a little tiny stack of photos that I caught my 90-some-year-old grandma throwing in a trash can, and I grabbed them. And they were just her extra ones that she was throwing away, but for some reason I grabbed them. And I find this photo. It has three women hugging and holding each other. They were three of my grandma's sisters. And on the back of the photo, it gives their names, and then it says that they're in Ballard. And I was just like, the Ballard Girls. So that's how this works. That's how synchronicity works. When you're in your heart and you're following your inspiration, you're following your passion, things like that happen. Okay, show suggestions. Then we give the links of Q's original shows and the For the People link. And thank you for everybody on all of those shows that have been involved in all those shows. The For the People Asha, you're on. I'm part of the Q team, and Asha, I see you writing to me directly, and I appreciate you extremely. Thank you. So I just need to bring my story forward today, because that's all I have is me. I'm just growing up in a human vessel, learning how to play, learning how to resonate in my heart, stay out of my head. The whole goal for me here is to resonate in my heart in the current now. The mind matrix, the mind, the brain, the duality. There's a yesterday and a tomorrow. When I'm in my heart, when I'm in the now, it's all at the same. It's all same. 50,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, yesterday, today, tomorrow, 25 years ahead, it's all right here, right now. It's all I have. Okay, Q has, I'm just, the only thing I need to say about my family is stuff that I've heard Q say. It tells me it's okay. They knew I was coming in. My family was targeted. My mother, and this is some tough stuff here. So I had, what did I have something to, I had something jolly to do or give before I told a fun, oh, laughter. I was born a poor white child. Sorry. Oh, I forgot the money. Yeah, there's no money. There's no big subscribe button, or it is. Maybe it's covered up for me. I'm looking at the page. So there is going to be a subscribe button and a donate button. And I didn't want to talk about the money, but I have to because it's part of the integrity of my brother's work. There's these rumors. I don't know, emails. I don't know how it all works, but yada, yada, yada. I hear yada, yada, yada. You know, the money was supposed to go to everybody and everybody was supposed to. I'm right in here, too. I don't know why I thought. I had to go back and listen to some archive shows to figure out why did I think he was giving us all money. I have a $2.99 subscription to Project Review with Q. I had it when I heard him, I needed to be in the Rolodex. And now what I know about the Rolodex is by subscribing to the show, he would get the energetics of all of us. He knew who was there every single month supporting us, and he was with everybody that had a subscription. His energetics was linked with that, and you were getting that from that collection. That's what that was about. So there was a chunk of money. If you divided it all up, I think, I don't know if I would have got $100 or maybe $150. I don't know. I had a $2.99 subscription. I just needed my energetics to be part of the pool, which I now know is received. And that was the point. So today, the only thing I need on donations or subscriptions is that I now am on a wonderful platform called BBS Radio, and that's what the money of our subscriptions went to. My brother chose this platform. He chose this radio station for his living library, and that money, which is also why I still have a subscription to Project Review with Q, his original show, is because it is keeping his archives alive until the end of time. Sorry, I had to get some jokes in here before I sit to tell you about how, you know, they targeted my family. They were torturing my mom the day I was conceived. She was date raped. And please don't think anything bad about my biological father. I met him when I was 18, and he's an incredibly beautiful human being. He was probably under the influence of alcohol, which would probably push his spirit out of his body so that the dark could do what they wanted to my mom. You know, this Q train thing, has brought my childhood back to life. I just grew up looking back at my childhood thinking, oh my, I had such a colorful imagination, because that's what they told me. All the adults, all the people, they just always said, oh my, you have such a colorful imagination. And so when I grew up, I'd look back. I remember I was in first or second grade, and it was just me and my mom. We were at home, and I looked at her, and in my head I said, aliens stole my mother, and they put this woman in her place, and I don't like this woman. This woman's being mean to me. And, you know, all I had to do with that was grow up and think, wow, I'm really had a colorful imagination. You know what I know now? I'm on the Q train, and I know that that was real, and that I had that knowing and that ability as a child. And, you know, somewhere they abduct all those abilities out of us. This is the time for us. This is what we're doing here. We're taking back our Earth. We're taking back the planet. She's an incredible, beautiful spirit. And she will flourish and give life to the water, to the plants, to the creatures. We're some creatures. Us, we are beautiful, benevolent beings. We are beautiful, benevolent beings. Duality has hijacked us. That's all. We are learning who we are. We are the creators. So back to me, I had Q came to me as I'm calling them the dragons in my life. The way that it all unfolded for me, the first one first came to me as a dragon. It was the For the People article on Dragons Are Real. That article explained a relationship that I have been unable to label. He was killed in a motorcycle accident, and I went to the after party, and I wanted to say he was more than a friend. He wasn't just a friend, and I just longed to have a label. I wanted a label. It wasn't an ex. He wasn't ex-boyfriend, ex-husband, ex-lover, ex-ex-ex. He wasn't nothing ex. He was a very dear soul in my heart, very dear soul in my heart. And I knew that. And it was so much more than a friend. Best friend doesn't work. I have lots of best friends. There's something special here. You know, there was even a word that I flirted with, guru. I flirted with that because I was older than I was when I met him. I was 21 when I met him. And so at 21, he really formulated a lot of my teachings. I don't know why I like chronological. Oh, look at that big word I just used. Okay, my first dragon. My first dragon. This is the first one that I recognize the Q spirit in. And they're beautiful, beautiful stories about he biologically was an uncle, but I grew up with five uncles like older brothers. My mom was 18 when I was born, and she brought me home from the hospital. I know this story because after my Uncle Stu passed away, or left his body, because his spirit remains on forever, I know him as my Q brother. The day my mom brought me home from the hospital, her cousin writes a book about my Uncle Stu and tells a story. And I find myself in it. And I knew I had these five uncles, and I knew my grandma's sister, Aunt Shirley, she was so special to me. I didn't know until I read this book that she was holding me as often as my grandma was. She was changing my diapers as a baby. And that is why I resonated with her spirit as much as I did my grandma. And they are very key players in my life, the women. And I didn't mean to bring any names forward with any of the lady and the spiritual mothers that have been there for me. This is only about the dragon Q So my mom brings me home from the hospital, and not only is my five uncles lined up, but so is the other three boys in the other family. There was eight boys lined up to hold baby Shelly, and the first one in line was my Uncle Stu. Uncle Stu also won the family pot for, they did a big pool on what time I'd be born and what day I'd be born, and he won it. And so I'm here to say to my brother today, don't you think you stole the money? Like, really, like, you got this inside track on me. You knew exactly what time and what day I was going to be born, and you took the money anyway. I don't know. I'm just saying, he... Sorry. Each of my dragons have really played a special part in my training. They all came to protect me, train me, and raise me. They each offered a very special piece of my training. So it doesn't matter that they hijacked my mom and put an alien in her place. This Q dragon, he taught me laughter, fun, and play. And I love him to pieces. He activated me before he left his body. Things really started to change. My second dragon was put into place before I left the first dragon. My mom's boyfriend moved in with us when I was 11. And we fought for 2 years, but I was just used to having mom to myself. And now he moves in, and, you know, he became the father I never had. He gave me good Marine training. He taught me integrity, honesty, respect, honor, independence, play, and laughter. He brought the play and the laughter in my house. He brought the play and the laughter in my house. It's just, I think it came after all the other things, because he really was adamant about giving it my all. I think maybe the play and laughter was just like a reward for being a good soldier. Stevie, when I was 21, I worked at a crystal shop. It was lead crystals. We glued little pieces of lead crystal together and made figurines. Lead crystal has beautiful rainbows. It was beautiful. It was a nice job. And this man with red hair, he was born on Valentine's Day. He had the spirit of Q in him. And I never, all these years, he was killed in a motorcycle accident. I could not label my relationship with him. This was the first recognition of a dragon, and thank you to For the People about Dragons Are Real. I want to plug that really well here. ForThePeople.space. ForThePeople.space. You'll find what you're looking for there. His training for me, laughing, dancing, playing. He was a guru because he helped me with hallucinogens. He taught me how to open up doorways into other realities. He taught me when I had a problem that I couldn't find in my normal reality. He helped me to get to the other gateways and the other dimensions and the other realities and the other whatever it was, but the answers were there. I do not support those substances today, especially if it's not absolutely natural. If it's absolutely a natural plant and you know the genetics of the seed, if you know the genetics of the seeds, if you know the genetics of the seeds that they weren't designed, especially in a lab, to do funny things, I want to know the genetics before I would ever engage in plants that I don't know where they came from. It's such a designer market today. I need to trust the substances that went into it before I'm willing to take anything. And actually, the things that are going on in my life today, I don't need hallucinogens. That's all I have to say about that. Thank you, Stevie. I love you. Oh, again, it's my brother Q. Oh, my fourth one. You know what? He just gave me this name. This is so funny. This just happened this morning. So my fourth dragon was a friend that was a newer friend. I got into a 12-step group to get sober. I had a serious drinking problem, and I was 25 years old, and I was in a hospital going to have surgery to wire my jaw shut because I had a broken jaw, and I seen my death standing in front of me, staring me in the face, and I was just waiting for me to take another drink. I could see it, and I was scared, 25, and I didn't want to die, so I went and I got sober. And I met this man. He was living with a beautiful angel named Edie. Oh, thank you for letting me put that out there in my first show. Usually, you know, I think any names that I'm putting out here are all people that have transitioned out of a body. If they were in human vessels right now, I would not be able to talk about them like this. Everybody has transition, so I can tell these stories. These are very helpful stories for me to get out. So this man that is, you know, kind of a newer friend, we'd been together, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years. He was renting a room in a house that I was temporarily in for a couple more months, and then I was moving, and he just rented a room, and I got the call that my other dragon was killed in a motorcycle accident. So one was already in place before one was removed. And I always called him Len. And I wrote that this morning on my plates. Plates are papers that I'm writing on for my show. And his name was Leonard. But this morning, Q wrote Leonardo. We wrote Leonardo. And I was like, really? So I don't know. That might be my investigation on the famous Leonardo story. I'll have to research with my brother, but I'm pretty sure he gave me Leonardo. And the training, my training with Leonardo, he gave me, I want to be very specific how I say this. You'll learn that about me. I love the word game, the word play. Always looking to find the best word to describe what I'm got. He taught me Christian language his way. Christian language his way. I learned something in my heart. There was something in my heart for Jesus. I love Jesus. I had a passion in my heart. I just couldn't buy all that crap everybody always was telling me. And this man started telling me stuff, and I didn't reject it. I didn't reject it, and I was really curious about the things he was telling me. Like, he didn't believe in churches. He said in Greek, the word church is that thing in between two hearts. The thing in between two souls that come together and resonate for their creator. That thing in between them, that's what a church was. It's not a building where people congregate and they abduct souls and take all your money. Oh, did I say that? No, I didn't say that. He didn't say that either. I'm sorry. Can we blame it on Shelley? All right, Errol said it. I got to be clear about that. If I'm going to get in trouble, I got to make sure it's me. Yeah, he taught me Christian language, and I'll put a plug in for my show. a project review with Q and Arrow today, Sunday noon central, is going to air in 2 weeks. It'll be every other week next Sunday at noon, same bat channel, is another show. And I'll give you a hint. I remember who I was 2,000 years ago, and that's what that show is for. It might not be for you. I'm doing that show because I am a Jesus lover. And I got to talk about it. So I'm doing a special show about it. It's called A St. Thomas Show. And, I want to throw the Leonardo. Since he wrote this on this paper, I got it in my hand. If you look at the original painting that Leonardo da Vinci painted of the Last Supper, not any pictures, not the remnants. If you're looking at the one on the wall, we always have seen that there's a woman in the picture, but I could swear Leonardo da Vinci has two women in that picture. I'm pretty sure. There's two women. I'm going to get a good copy of it. There's a lot. I've been looking at different photos, but I don't. They have some out there where this one has a beard. And if you look at the original one, that person there doesn't have a beard. So it's funny how this other rendition of Leonardo da Vinci has a beard. But anyway, that's another investigation for me. I'll go down that rabbit hole and see if I can get her figured out. Let's see. I have to get all my P's and Q's together because I don't have any clock and I don't want to even know what time it is anyway. So we just keep going here. Where's my song? Don keeps taking away all my fun. I wrote a whole song, Brooke. I was so inspired to come and sing songs. Even though I don't sing, I'm just telling you, my brother's making me do it. Sorry. Oh, hey, I have a soul sister on one of my Q shows, and I heard her say that she didn't get picked for choir. And I'm just daring you to come on the show and sing. Sing, sister, sing. I was not picked for choir. I was in grade school, and there was only two of us, me and a weird boy that had weird picking his nose. It was obvious why he didn't get picked, but I'm a good student, and I learn well, and I didn't get picked either. I had lots of training that I can't sing, people laughing at me like my parents. But anyway, so I had to start making up my own songs. Thank you, Don. I'm making it up as I go because I'm here, don't you know? I'm making it up as I go because I'm here, don't you know? I'm making it up as I go because I'm here, don't you know? I have discovered this power in singing, and so I'm going to write little jingles. That's all that is. I spend a lot of time physically by myself, and it's easy to go to my head. And so this is always just a practice for me. In case you're a new listener, because I am pulling in my shows are for all the people that don't know who my brother is. Of course, I'm just turning them onto all the archive shows. It's so powerful to sing. It keeps me in the now, especially songs where I have to think about the next verse. Like my favorite is Old MacDonald Had a Farm, E-I-E-I-O. Because every time the verse comes around, I have to create which verse I'm going to sing. Am I going to sing the pig, a cow, a horse? And Whoops. Oh, wrong book. No wonder why I'm not fine. Sorry. So that was my song book. I just brought it in, I think, so I could bug Dong. He won't let me sing my songs yet. Hopefully we'll work out a deal. I'm going to need an hour's meeting with you, Don, about what we're going to do about my song book. Just put that in there for you. And so my last dragon transitioned out of his body. And he gave me a beautiful send-off. Beautiful, beautiful send-off. The girl that lived next door to him that seen him every single day, and she cried and cried and cried. I was over there with her several times for a while. Well, I was parked right there at her house. I was parked in my friend's driveway. And me and her were we were honored to be able to go in, find the body, and make the phone call, call the kids. He gave me an incredible send-off. Normally, I get two hugs out of the guy. I show up, I get a hug. I'm leaving, I get a hug. And I don't know why. I showed up, and I get a hug. And then we sat and watched TV, and I told him the crazy story about it was totally irrational why I was even at his house. I had to drive 2.5 hours. I had to drive an hour and 45 minutes from a job that I was doing. And I just went back to his house to sit and watch TV with him when I had one more day of work. The boss showed up and wanted us to work one extra day. And I was like, I was scheduled to leave and go hang out and watch TV with my friend. And for some reason, it was made no sense. I just knew that that's what I wanted to do. I want to go watch TV with my friend. And I wanted to do it so much that I was laughing. I was packing up. I was getting ready. I live in a motorhome. I'm on a farm. And I'm working. And the boss comes in. I was leaving that day. And the boss came in and said, wait, we just have one more day of work. And then you'll have a week off. I was like, just one more day? I was like, and I just, my boss said, come in at 11. I said, not 8 in the morning. I said, fine, I'm going home. So I went home and watched TV with my friend. I told him the story. He gave me two more hugs and then a third hug. And when I was leaving, he gave me a fifth hug. I got 5 hugs from him that night. It was the next day he let go of his body. It was an incredible send-off. And I'm so honored to have him and his children in my life. Okay, so if we're continuing, we're going to bring in the projects. Did I cover my life? I covered my life, the projects. So one of the reasons why my brother needed to do this show, he wanted to get people in to start dreaming from their hearts and start dreaming the passion and what it is they want to do, because we're creating all the time, whether we're conscious of it or not. But what we want to do today is we want to figure out how to create from our heart. So if you want to, you can join in with me. I will try to say this rather slow so that if you're just here for the first time, you're learning a head drop. We call it a head drop. There's two commands that I started with that completely changed my life. And this is one of them. Spirit within. Take the thoughts in my head and place them in my heart. Spirit within. Take the thoughts in my head and place them in my heart. Spirit within. Take the thoughts in my head and place them in my heart now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now. And when you're there, that's your heart. And when you're in that space, when you're in that feeling, I'm going to call it thinking because I just have some idea that I created in thought form, but that's not true. My heart thinks, my heart dreams, my heart knows, my heart is pure, positive. There's no duality in my heart. My heart is peace, pure light, peace. And in this space, there is something that I want to do more than anything else. More than anything else. I am so excited to be here. 4 years ago, when I started listening to my brother, he was being interviewed on Ted Mars, Out of This World Radio. He was on several platforms, and he did come to BBS Radio, so you can still find the original Q interviews on Ted Mar. The show, talk show on the platform is called Out of This World Radio. And, you know, I just heard his voice, and I just really tapped in, and I was drawn, and there's no way you would have told me I was going to be on stage, I was going to be on a microphone, I was going to have my own show. Oh my gosh. Oh, this is my brother's show. Whoops, let me get that one straight. My show comes out next Sunday. Yeah. All right. Tune in for that one. That'll be fun. So the first thing I hear from this guy, and Ted's funny. He didn't even call him Q. He said the letter before R. Later, I have an interview with the letter before R. So this guy shows up, and his voice, or something about his voice, and then he starts saying things like, I don't know, like out there stuff. Like, I've never heard anybody talking like this. I've never heard anybody with this type of content stuff. And you know what I was getting was some sense. Like, there was like, wow, it's making some sense. But one of the first things I ever heard him say, somebody called in and asked, were you in the body of Jesus 2,000 years ago? And he said, why would I want to be a Messiah? You guys kill all your Messiahs. And then he labeled off, I don't know who all, but Jesus, Buddha, and I don't know. Just, he threw out all the gurus that are famous and we all know. And he just said, yeah, you kill them all. Why would I want to do that? And then he changed the subject and he never answered it. And then the next show, I heard an interview with him, and Ted was taking questions online, and somebody typed in. I wonder if it was the same person. Somebody typed in and said, hey, were you in the body of Jesus 2,000 years ago? And Q says, you won't let me go. So he explained it like this. He said, 2,000 years ago, the bodies didn't have... Yeah. Hey, I didn't know we were taking calls.
Well, you've reached Project View with Q&A. Did you want to get on with Arrow?
No.
Yeah, this is Shane. I'm calling.
Oh, my.
All right, Shane. I'm going to pop you in. I'll let her know you're there.
Yeah. Shane's on. Oh, hi, Shane.
Hey. Hello.
How are you today?
I love that you're doing your show. I love the inspiration that you're putting behind everything you're doing.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Hey, you had something to say about what my brother's original inspiration was with this platform. Is that something you would like to expand?
Sure, I would love to expand on that. I think there was some confusion, which... there was a little misleading, not intentionally. I think it was for us to go within and actually understand all the tools that Q gave us on all of the shows that he presented was for us to get inspired and excited about doing things from the heart and authentically. And all of the tools that were put there, it could be the Loved One Society that was there. It was, and then that led to Q. And but everything was about us getting excited and putting intention and action behind doing a project to help humanity from the heart. And once we started doing that, one of the things that Q wanted us to see was how powerful we were in creating the reality from within ourselves, and then that reality would be a reflection on the outer reality. So basically what I'm saying is the heartfelt intentions and pure actions from within us would then start projecting into the reality outside of us in that moment, for that moment, as long as we could hold that excitement and frequency to create the opportunities for things to flow to us to help assist us to getting the things that we need to finalize our project. He said, even myself was caught up in the very beginning of, okay, Q is going to approve us and give us funding to do these jobs. And there were so many people that were fixated on that, even myself in the very beginning. But then I started recognizing as I sat down and I was typing things out and I was writing things out, and I had a poster board up of, okay, I'm going to do this for schools. I'm going to do this. And my project was so big. It was, I had so much ego of, I'm going to clean up this whole city. And when I was so inspired to do that because I was passionate about it. But through the process of me being fixated on receiving the money, it really wasn't about the money. It was more about helping others. And through that process, I started noticing, and every week I was waiting for Q to talk to me about my project, and he said he was going to call us, and he was going to get with us on our projects, and he would call some people out and say, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Everyone's listening every week because they really, really want their project to be approved. Well, during that time of me waiting on that happening, I started noticing that people were coming into my reality that has a lot to do with the projects that I was wanting to do. And I started recognizing that pattern recognition of, hold on here, is Q putting these people into my life to help me get my project done? And then he had a show. He says, what if I didn't give you money? And then he said, what if people just started showing up in your life to assist you on your project? And when he said that, you know, everything just started making sense to me, that everything started making sense of, you know what? He's trying to show us how powerful we are here and now in this moment, as long as we can stay in this moment and hold a frequency that creates opportunities for us to experience. And all of these experiences that we're going through this process of remembering who we are for us to remember who we are. And it comes to a knowing. And so today, my project switched from going out and I still want to help the public. I still want the best for everything and everyone. But today, my projects have shifted to, I really enjoy helping others through a transition of remembering to knowing to experiencing to allowing the energetics to flow to me and the people to flow to me that are ready to experience those moments of anchoring a higher dimensional reality, the new earth here and now in this moment every single day. If that makes sense to you and the callers. And then when I talk to people on the phone, when I talk to yourself and I talk to other beings of light that are on this journey, as they get on this journey, they start talking to me. We start sharing energetics. And they start experiencing a reality that things start flowing to them, and I help them start recognizing the patterns of, They are the creators. They're the ones that are creating this reality. They are directly connected to Source, and they start to stay in peace, and they start to choose to only experience those moments of an amazing reality. And so Project Review with Q was created to help people come on the air. Do you remember when you would call in to Q? Did you ever call into Q and you would talk to him? I would be so nervous, you know, and I would be so excited. And after I got off every call, I would just be shaking. I'd be like, oh, my goodness. Well, that's the frequency that we're trying to hold. That's the excitement that we're trying to hold daily as we go on this journey. And when we have those aha, like right now I'm experiencing it by talking to you, I'm anchoring more energetics. I'm allowing energetics to flow through me to you and to all your listeners on this call. And once they start to experience this energetic flow, once they experience it, they now understand it. And once they understand it, they now know what to look for. And once they know what to look for and feel, now they're having a good time. So
let me give you my I haven't got a chance to share with you my great excitement about my little exercise of creating. So you're like maybe the only one that knew I was traveling 1,300 miles. When I started,
right.
I put a full tank of gas, I dumped my sewer station for $10, and I put the rest of my money into propane because I had to get through over the mountain pass, and it might be a little cold, so I knew I needed a little propane. And I left on a 1,300 mile with one tank of gas and no money, and I'm here. And I made it by showtime. Woo, woo, woo. And it was all because of excitement. It's just exactly how you explained it. I never was fearful. I never worried. I created whatever I wanted and needed as I went. And I am here to tell about it. I made it. I made it. Thanks, Shane, for pulling that out of me. I forgot about my story. I hadn't got to tell you. So there, everybody got it.
Yeah, and just so the listeners know, like right now, my excitement created a reality instantly of, did you hear the fire truck coming up the road? And I live on a rural road that not too many people drive by, but a fire truck come riding by, right? This is the pattern recognition system of how Source communicates with me. And as the fire truck riding by means, well, you're on fire, right?
Yeah.
So the fire truck... is a symbol of you're on fire, and as it's driving by on the side of the truck, it's truck number 17. So as it rode by, as we were talking on the radio, that is one of those aha moments of you're on the right path, you're creating the reality, and Source is listening, and Source is flowing through me right now to speak to you and tell you thank you for everything you do.
Oh, thank you. Yep. Unity really helps for me too. It's Source does communicate with me, but I found since when I join with someone like Shane or some of our other family, when we get together, it is so much more elevating than just the downloading by myself with Source. The unity is important. It is so enduring here.
Right. I love it. I love everything you're doing. You know, I love connecting with all these beings of light that are on this journey authentically and doing everything they can to assist others on this journey carefully, right? Because with this power comes great responsibility. And when the responsibility is knowing when you can and can't help others, and you have to let people experience their journey on their own. And it's so much fun. It can be a little challenging at times as you're going through some of these experiences, but what I say to you, and you, just as well as you know, and I'm sure you're going to share so many experiences with so many people, you're going to help so many people, and I love to be able to watch how everything unfolds, and I just say thank you. Thank you, Arrow. Thank you, BBS Radio. Y'all have been fantastic. And I love everyone listening, so thank you. Thank you for letting me call
Shane.
In.
Thanks. I got a minute left, so come join us next week for a St. Thomas show. And in 2 weeks, we'll see you back on the project platform. We're coming up with all the emails, and we are looking for 1 million humanitarian projects so we can amp them up. Love you.